The only person charged in connection with the September 11th terrorist attacks is back in Virginia courtroom today. Zakaria Massawi has asked the judge to allow him to fire his court-appointed lawyers and represent himself. U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkema has to decide how to uphold Massawi's constitutional right to represent himself and still ensure a fair trial, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The government believes Massawi was intended to be the 20th hijacker. He was arrested just weeks before the attacks and has spent the last several months in solitary confinement in Alexandria. The Justice Department chose to charge him in the Eastern District of Virginia, a court known for pro-government juries. Federal Judge Leonie Brinkema appointed attorneys to represent him, and his trial was set to begin in October. But on April 22nd, Massawi interrupted a court hearing and took control of his destiny. In a 50-minute dialogue with the judge, Massawi said he believed his court-appointed lawyers were conspiring with the government to kill him, that he wanted to fire them and represent himself. A psychiatrist retained by the court met with Massawi and said he appears to be mentally competent. Last week, federal prosecutors said they believed Massawi should be allowed to represent himself at trial. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law professor at George Washington University, says the government really had no other choice.
The dilemma for the government is that if Massawi is incompetent to represent himself, he's very likely incompetent to stand trial. And so they have this terrible choice to make. Either allow Massawi to represent himself at the risk of turning this into a circus, or finding him incompetent at risk of having the entire case taken out because of his status.
Massawi's defense lawyers hired their own psychologists. They disagreed with the court psychiatrist, noting observations by staff at Massawi's prison that everything is a plot with him, and that he hoarded food and kept it in his cell even after it spoiled. Massawi's lawyers want to hear testimony from their mental health experts at today's hearing. The question before the judge is whether Massawi is mentally competent and therefore able to exercise his constitutional right to represent himself at trial. But there's also another question. If he acts as his own lawyer, can Massawi get a fair trial?
You can't get a fair trial if he represents himself. It's impossible. It's a one-way ticket to the death chamber.
Randall Hamoud is a San Diego lawyer who was retained by Massawi's mother to try to convince him not to represent himself at trial. Hamoud has been trying to get Massawi to see him, so far without success. He says Musawi's mental health is suspect now, in part because of the conditions in which he's been held.
He's been held on very odious circumstances and onerous conditions since August, and I think he's beginning to show the effects of it.
The difficulties Massawi will face in representing himself have been compounded by the extraordinary nature of the crimes with which he's been charged and the classified evidence against him. Yesterday, Brinkema ruled that Massawi will not be allowed to see sensitive material requested by his defense lawyers related to airline security. Prosecutors have said they will ask the court to prevent Massawi from seeing other sensitive material, and if he acts as his own lawyer, to prevent him from cross-examining certain government witnesses. The government has suggested that Judge Brinkema retain Musawi's lawyers on standby so they can step in to see evidence and to cross-examine witnesses he's not allowed to. They would also be available if Massawi changed his mind or engaged in behavior that disrupted the trial. Turley believes that might be the judge's best recourse, but it's clearly not what's best for the defendant.
The tragedy with Massawi is that this is actually not a bad defense case. The government's claims against Massawi are largely circumstantial, if not entirely circumstantial. Some of the legal theories, that is, that support these counts, are highly questionable. That is, the government is really stretching some of these crimes to fit Massawi. With good defense counsel, Massawi actually could have had a chance, even in this most conservative of courts.
Turley says he doesn't feel bad for Massawi, but he does feel bad for justice. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.